Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Bars. Thanks for downloading this episode of the Youth in Education podcast, where we explore developments in education, research and policy that affect young people, primarily in the UK, with a range of expert guests. This podcast is brought to you by the Centre for Education and Youth.
The Centre for Education and Youth believes society should ensure all children and young people receive the support they need to make a fulfilling transition to adulthood. Find us at cfey.org.
Hi, I'm Mehad, one of the pupils on the 2021 CFEY Work Experience Programme. In this episode of the Youth and Education podcast, I talked to Alex about what I have been researching for the last 2 weeks at the Centre for Education and Youth. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, Mehad, and thank you so much for having me today to talk to you. It's great to be here. Perhaps we could start with a little introduction to who you are and how you found the work experience at the Centre for Education and Youth in the past couple of weeks.
Thank you, Alex. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Mehad. I am a 17-year-old college student currently studying for my A-levels. The ultimate goal is to pursue the career of law and help individuals who need support the most. And to achieve that, I need certain skills, which I have been working on throughout this work experience opportunity that CFEY has kindly presented me with. And the work experience itself, it's been great. I've had individuals help me throughout the whole process. They've been extremely friendly to me. They've been helpful, supportive. Everything I need has been available to me. So it's been an amazing experience and a very productive one too.
Oh, that's really lovely to hear. That's fantastic. And I'm glad that you found it useful. It's been a real pleasure having you and the other students with us. Is there perhaps one thing you could tell the listeners about that you've enjoyed the most?
The main thing I believe I enjoyed the most was connecting with different individuals, because before this whole experience, I had never actually gotten to know so many individuals that are out of my age range. They are a bit older than me, more mature in comparison to me and other individuals of my age. So it was really good to get that connection going with different people of different personalities, different work ethics. And that in specific was really fascinating and enjoyable for me.
Brilliant. That's lovely. And it's really good to hear you say that, because I think the team here have felt very much the same about working with you. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you, and you've been really enthusiastic and seem really confident in engaging with the activities that we have run and getting to know everybody on an individual level. So congratulations on that, really. That's a huge achievement, and it's been an absolute pleasure for us to have you, and great to make that connection. I know that you've been working on a research project while you've been here, and I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. Could you tell me what the topic you chose?
The topic I chose was, so this was a question that I came up with. The question was, what impact has COVID had on the mental health of youth in the UK? That was the topic that I chose ultimately.
Brilliant. That's really interesting, especially for me. It's a topic that I'm particularly interested in my work, and that I have focused on a lot, including, for example, in a chapter in the book that CFEY put out earlier this year. So I'm thrilled to hear that that's something that you're looking at, because I think it's been really important in the past sort of year and a half and has had a big impact on people. Was there anything in particular that inspired you to choose that topic?
The main theme for the project was always based around a struggle. The struggle could be global or in the community that I reside in. Topics of poverty, oppression, injustice all came to mind at first. But out of those, I decided to pick COVID as my ultimate topic. Of course, the other topics are quite prevalent in the world that we live in today, but COVID seemed the most personal to me and the people around me. The main reason for this is that we firsthand experienced the atrocities COVID brought upon us. This included mental exhaustion and financial struggles. So that's what pretty much sparked off my interest in researching the topic further.
Absolutely. I can totally understand that. And I think it's the one sort of universal thing that everyone's been affected by recently, isn't it? But in so many different ways. And it's a really interesting one for us as researchers to think about, because it's important that we understand the different impacts that it's had on different people and the ways that it has affected lives in different contexts. So it's a lot to do with what kind of things you do for work or what kind of studying you're doing, where you're living. All of those things can make a big difference on what your experience has been like. So that's a really good choice. Was there anything in particular that you were hoping to find out before you started, or just interested in getting that general feedback?
Well, the initial aim was to find out the extent to which our youth was impacted by the COVID pandemic. There were also questions that were just circulating within my mind, which included what problems has COVID caused in regard to youth mental health? Can it be fixed? Is it temporary, or is it something that will haunt us and destroy the confidence of our youth for generations to come? All these questions are something I have tackled in my research.
Excellent. And I think you're not alone in wanting to know the answers to those questions. I think there's some, in government, in charities, in schools, it's really important that we find out the answers to those questions and decide what the appropriate response is to make sure that we're looking after young people as things gradually return to a more normal way of living again. I understand that you've read a few pieces of literature on the topic before you got started. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what that research told you.
Okay, there were two pieces of literature that I chose to basically get some information out of to inspire my research even more. One of them was a research conducted by youngminds.org.uk. And the main question the Young Minds article was trying to answer was that, what is the impact of COVID-19 on young people with mental health needs? This question is answered through the evaluation of primary research, such as surveys. The main findings of the paper is, as more and more lockdowns are introduced, the mental health of individuals continue to deplete. And the author gives a solution to this, which is to recommend the government to make sure all young people know where to find support and how to find that support.
That's really interesting. Yeah, Young Minds are a fantastic charity doing some really, really good research, and it's really important. I think they've got their finger on the pulse of what's going on with young people. It's great to have that source of information. Was there anything else that you were able to look at, or was that your kind of main source of information?
So the second piece of literature I read about was the research conducted by The Lancet, which was basically an article that it didn't really answer a specific question, but it was rather giving an insight of the impact COVID has had on not only youths, but parents as well. So it's basically looking at two different individuals or groups that have been impacted. So this includes the dilemmas of behavioral difficulties, attentional difficulties, and emotional difficulties, all these problems that have been identified within the research. These findings have all been supported by statistical evidence through surveys, again, very similar to the previous article that we read. The findings varied in parents and children from different class backgrounds and from different financial circumstances, such as low income, and where children usually had special educational needs. The studies have led to the conclusion that children appear to be less likely to bounce back from the COVID pandemic as restrictions are being eased. And to tackle this, it is important to recognize and meet the supporting needs of children and families to ensure they have the support that's required and inequalities are not widened further.
That's so interesting, and great that you've chosen The Lancet, another a really reliable source of information, particularly when it comes to the kind of medical side of these sort of discussions. And I'm really glad to hear that there's an angle there on special educational needs and disabilities. Again, a really important issue for us at the Centre for Education and Youth, and possibly a sort of a section of young people who have been overlooked in terms of the provision that's been made available by the government and local support as well when it comes to the response to COVID. I think a lot of families of young people with special educational needs or disabilities feel that their children have not received the support that they needed, particularly those who've had to shield and who haven't been able to go back to school as quickly as other children. So absolutely, there's going to be a kind of a particular impact on mental health there. So I'm glad that that's come out as a focus. Really interesting to hear. And you went on from your reading to do a bit of primary research of your own. I'd love to hear a little bit more about what kind of research you conducted and some of the findings that have come out from your data so far.
From conducting the primary research of a survey, I was given an idea of how drastically the mental health of the youth have been impacted before and after the COVID pandemic. That essentially was the main aim of the research. The individuals are of different genders, but all of them are within the category of youth. This allows variation and different perspectives to exist within the research. I believe my research to be very successful, mainly because the findings are very similar to what organizations have come up with, and there is a huge correlation between the two, which to me shows consistency. From conducting my research, I found various pieces of data. So before the pandemic, 9 out of 10 individuals felt that they were a happy person, and 6 out of 10 stated that they felt nervous, but not very often, and 9 out of 10 stated that they rarely felt feelings of anger. Now, in comparison to after the pandemic, 8 out of 10 people felt happy less than half the time. 9 out of 10 state that they consider themselves as nervous individuals. Now, what does this tell us? It tells us that as a result of the COVID pandemic, sports were pretty much restricted. Any activities and social activities, social gatherings, they were restricted, and they may have been a huge factor that played a part in affecting the mental health of youth and basically dwindling the confidence of the youth. There is one interesting thing that I came across in my research, that is that there are anomalies where the pandemic has had an opposite impact. This opposite impact is that individuals felt nervous and angry and exhausted all the time before the pandemic. However, the pandemic has given them this rest period where they have time to blow off some steam, rest up, and basically give themselves that break that was really needed. So COVID has had its positives and negatives.
That's absolutely fascinating, Mahad. And really important that we understand that this is not a narrative that's got one clear conclusion to it, I think. There have been benefits that young people and adults have experienced, and it's certainly something that I've found in some of the research projects that I've been working on too. Some young people, for example, that I've spoken to have found it really easy to set their own routine when learning at home and have felt that flexibility outside of the school routine was really beneficial. Others have found it a total nightmare and just find it really tough to get themselves out of bed in the morning and to find that sensible cutoff point in the evening when they finish work at before tea or before they go to bed. And it's really important that we understand that there are these subtleties. So it's great that you've picked that out. And I think as a researcher, it's essential that we kind of include that level of detail rather than making these kind of broad sweeping suggestions that that give the idea that all young people have coped in the same way with an event as huge as the COVID pandemic. It sounds like you've done really well in a very short space of time to gather some really interesting information there on a really important topic. So congratulations on that. You must be really, really proud of it. How did you find the experience in general? Was it something you enjoyed doing?
Yeah, of course. Before being given this opportunity, I never really had felt that connection with other individuals that are not of the same age as me. And this work experience has, again, given me the opportunity to connect with people I never thought I'd meet. And of course, this is a transitioning period for me. I am transitioning from a teenager to an adult, and getting advice from other adults that have been through the same experience is very reassuring to me. And it's the support overall has just been exceptional, and I am very grateful to have been offered this opportunity.
I think we've all been really impressed with what you've done, and you've got huge potential in your future. I think anyone would be very lucky to take you on as an employee when you're ready to take on your first career. So congratulations on putting so much effort in and getting some really interesting and impressive outcomes in what you've achieved over the last couple of weeks.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Mahad. All the best. Bye.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and want to hear more, please leave us a review and subscribe via iTunes or RSS. If you know someone who'd be interested in this episode, don't be afraid to share it, and feel free to contact us via the links in the show notes. See you next time.